A tremendous amount of progress was made in talks in Geneva in a bid to end Russia's war on Ukraine. That's according to the US Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who was there. A 28-point plan said to have been drawn up by the United States and Russian envoys is said to include demands for Ukraine to withdraw troops from parts of eastern Donetsk that they currently control, international recognition of the parts that Russia took control of, Ukraine to reduce its military by around 200,000, and a pledge for it not to seek NATO membership, as well as plans to allow Russia back into the G8 group of wealthy and powerful nations and full sanctions relief. Here is Mr. Rubio speaking about what, if any, changes were being made to that plan following these latest talks.
It evolved. This is a work. This is a living, breathing document. Every day with input, it changes. There are some that involved equities or the role of the EU or of NATO or so forth. And those we kind of segregated out because we just met with the national security advisors for various European countries. And those are things we'll have to discuss with them because it involves them. So we sort of really focused on the ones that were bilateral in nature for the most part. So there are a couple. None of it insurmountable. I can tell you that the items that remain open are not insurmountable. We just need more time than what we have today. I honestly believe we'll get there.
And what about Russia?
Well, obviously the Russians get a vote here, right? So, I mean, look, we began from the early stage of this process with our understanding of the Russian position as had been communicated to us in numerous ways. At the State Department, we received numerous written non-papers and things of this nature. Also verbally, things they've discussed over time and so forth. So it was, no matter what we came up with today, obviously, we now have to take what we come up with if we can reach that agreement with the Ukrainian side to the Russian side. That's another part of this equation. You know, they have to agree to this.
That's Marco Rubio there. Well, Imogen Folkes is the BBC's correspondent in Geneva who was reporting on these talks, and she joins us now. Imogen, who was around the table, first of all?
Well, we had round the table informal talks yesterday afternoon were Marco Rubio and Andriy Yermak, who's President Zelensky's chief of staff, flanked by a lot of military, both Ukraine and American. Also, Steve Witkoff, President Trump's envoy for all things conflict. You know, he's shifted quickly from the Middle East to Ukraine. And apparently, President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, was there too. So we had those talks informally and then formally yesterday, late afternoon, and then the Americans and the Europeans met yesterday evening. So the UK's Jonathan Powell, for example, I ran into him just as he was checking into his hotel in Geneva. So a lot of talking. I think despite the words of there being a lot of progress, I think there's probably still a lot of work to do.
Yeah, Rubio's saying tremendous progress. What's Ukraine saying?
So what was quite telling was that Andriy Yermak and Marco Rubio came out to talk to us together at about 5:30, 6 o'clock yesterday evening. And they both made a statement but took no questions. But they both talked about progress, and Andriy Yermak said that things were moving forward towards a just and fair peace, a fair and sustainable peace for Ukraine. They promised to come and talk to us again in a couple of hours' time. In the end, only Marco Rubio came, not Ukrainians. And then he took a few questions where he pointed out that progress had been made. He said, the best meeting yet between the US and Ukraine. I mean, we have to be honest, the bar over the last few months was not set that high. The meetings have not been great. So we will see. Russia is also in this mix. Marco Rubio said, don't forget, Russia gets a vote. And although for many this plan looks to very much favour Moscow, there are things in it that Moscow won't like. You know, using its frozen assets to pay for reconstruction of the Ukrainian cities it has destroyed. Russia may not like giving up its funds. So, I think we've got quite a long way to go.
Yeah, and no detail at all yet, Imogen, is there on if any of those terms that we've been reading over the past few days, like I outlined in the introduction, that any of them are being or have been negotiated away?
Not so far. The one thing we heard from coming out of the White House overnight was Ukraine's sovereignty must be respected. That is, does not go far as to say Ukraine won't have to give up territory, because we see, I mean, it looks clear that that may have to happen. But it did say Ukraine's sovereignty will have to be respected. I think the Ukrainians will take some hope from that. But the security guarantees that both Ukraine and Europe are demanding, that if this peace deal is hammered out and agreed, there has to be absolutely cast iron guarantee that Russia will not come back for more. I think we're quite a long way from that. So that will need to be, really need to be ironed out. And it, who knows how quickly that can be done.
Imogen, thank you so much. Imogen Folks, the BBC's correspondent in Geneva. We will speak to a Ukrainian MP in Kharkiv on the programme after 8 o'clock.